very, very beautifully hand-marked, brush-marked as well.
Yeah. And so, of course, some of them are enormous. I've seen paintings myself in galleries, sometimes 20 feet by 30 feet these days. So if you buy a card, a postcard or a birthday card, and this is a reproduction on the birthday card, fine. But to reduce it like that, you're never, ever, ever going to get a sense of what the real thing is.
No, you're not. And you're not going to get a sense of its size. And I think all good artwork, or good paintings, certainly for me, and drawings, need to be viewed properly and observed over a period of time.
Right. I've got another quote here, which leads on from what you've just said.
Okay.
That art is most definitely subjective. I think we can agree on that. Connecting with the piece, more often than not, is a deeply personal matter. But personal reactions do not make anything good or bad. Throughout history, there have been plenty of pieces of art that have shocked, appalled, and created quite a negative reaction, which is what we were talking about with the Impressionists. Yet they are great works of art. And there are pieces of art that are quite popular that are not great works of art. And the writer of this, Nancy, her name is... And there are pieces of art that are quite popular but are not great works of art. I think most of us know instinctively, this is the point, I think most of us know instinctively, intuitively, what is good. Yeah? Again, it doesn't have to appeal to our personal tastes for us to know it is good. What would you say to that?
I think that, yes, people make decisions about good and bad, regardless of the knowledge they have. The more knowledge you gain, the more information you have, the more informed your decisions about what is good and bad.
Yes, which
and
goes
also,
back to my little
I think
joke about Brad Pitt.
Yeah, this is kind of about growth of taste as well. I mean, I think one of the maybe what your listeners have got to consider is that one has to be slightly humble, I think, when you go into an art gallery and look at art. You do, actually, as a viewer, you do have to work at it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not quite like going down to Blockbusters and getting a DVD and sitting down and watching a movie and fast-forwarding, slow-mo, hold it, let's make a cup of tea, blah, blah. You know, actually going into an art gallery or going somewhere where art's display takes some... put some demands on you as a viewer. That's actually quite critical. So you have to begin. Yes, you can have responses to works of art initially, but there has to be some application and work on your part. And I think this is really, really important because we live in a world where I think so much is spoon-fed to us and digested. Actually looking at contemporary art, you're not getting that a lot of the time. You're getting a lot more personal, demanding ideas thrown at you. I'm not sure if I agree with your comments about subjectivity. Art being
from this
about being subjective.
Art is most definitely subjective.
Isn't it
all about your own opinion? But the better informed your opinion, or the more information you have to inform your opinions. Isn't that a subjective thing?
I think it is, maybe for the viewer, but I think there are other questions for the artists, I think, in all this, about depending on the idiom they're working in, the genre they're working in, that their kind of formalities and technical conceptual issues they'd have to kind of deal with, which are kind of given truths or accepted truths.
Right.
So I'm just a little bit uneasy about this phrase you often hear, which is, I know what I like.
Yeah.
I know what's good and bad, and I know what's like what I like. And also, you can read anything into it. Now, I'm not sure, and I'm speaking as an artist here, whether you can actually read anything into my art, but exactly what I want you to read.
Less is more.
Well, that there's an essence to what you met that the artist makes, and that you can get to the same point of understanding
right.
that the artist gets to. It's not some kind of like great big imaginative ball and you can think up any ideas. There's a lot of rigour and a lot of toughness goes on the part in the making of good art from the artist. And that has to happen with a viewer too.
Right. I can see why that would be the case if you were perhaps working on a sculpture or a drawing or an art, you know, a painting or whatever. But can the same, you suggested that an artist puts in, what was it, 10 hours work or thinking behind every hour that he actually puts into the piece itself. Does yeah. that apply as well to installations?
Well, it's
because that maybe confounds me.
Maybe it's my way of consoling myself in the process of making. When I've spent 3 hours or 2 hours looking at something and examining it and checking it out and testing it and ensuring it's perfect, and I've edited and I've taken information in and put information out. While I'm going through that process, maybe this is about the way you know artists console themselves and think, well, my audience should be working at this too in this way. They should be looking for the clues I leave. They
right,
should be looking equally hard and intensely to really gain the full benefit of what I am making.
So how, if you do that, if you go into a gallery and you sit and you ponder and you examine almost forensically a work of art, mm-hmm. yeah, presumably we yeah. choose a piece that we like to look at to start with. So I'll presume that's a given. What was I going to say? How do we then know if we have got the message which the artist is intending? Or are we allowed just to say, well, for me, having examined it and tested it and looked at it and pondered on it, then come to my conclusion, and for me, what it says is X, Y, or Z. Is that fair? Or is the challenge laid down by the artist to say, here we go, here's, like a crossword, here are the clues. There are only certain answers which will work in yeah. this crossword. Yeah?
Yes. I think it is a little bit like that. Yeah.
So a success could be, I can't do cryptic crosswords myself, but in the event that I ever manage to get even one clue correct, to me that's a success. So even if you manage maybe
yes.
not to finish the crossword,
yeah, totally.
At least to have a go at deciphering
yeah.
the clues.
Yeah, and there's no reason why you should complete the crossword quickly, or why you can.
Right.
You've maybe got to work at it a bit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you've got to, if you're looking at a Francis Bacon, maybe you have to understand something about the time. Maybe you have to understand about something about the school and movement he was in.
Right.
Maybe you have to understand about the art and literary world of that time.
Right.
Of the late 50s, let's say. You know, that it's not just the image.
Right.
That's it. I think there has to be some kind of work going in.